And I want to talk today about the distinction between self-directed challenge and, I guess I would call it, universe-selected challenge. I don't especially know what the distinctions are, but I'm sure there are distinctions. So I'm hoping we can tease that out today. I think it's a fascinating topic because certainly life is full of its own challenges, and some of those challenges, it seems, are of our own design, and some are selected for us by the universe or randomness or what have you. So let's talk about challenge today, because this is the Olympic challenge, and it's a very powerful construct or a way of living, is to live your life with self-directed challenges, to choose for yourself which challenge are you going to take on, and then go after it and face everything that you need to face in order to step up to that challenge. It's a very, very interesting way of living, and maybe even a new way of living that we can promote or invite people to participate with us as coaches. You know, we want to invite people to live life with self-directed challenges with, you know, and hopefully with one of us as their coach. Because it's very difficult to step up to a life of challenge without a coach. It just becomes too difficult, too hard. It's very challenging. There's always opportunities for failure. Without a coach, often failure is debilitating. But with a coach, failure can be an amazing learning experience. So that's sort of what we want to explore today, the whole idea of challenge. Let's hear from Shruti. Shruti, what would you like to share?
Oh, I love Deanna's share there, and I will confess I started late. I missed the opening ceremonies. I even missed it of the London opening ceremony, so that gives you an idea where I'm at in my life. But I am starting today. Today is the first day of my 16 days. And I've got a hell of a cold, and that's what came up for me when you said about universal challenges versus self-directed. The universal challenge, it's been over 3 weeks I've been trying to kick this, and I've been doing all kinds of things to kind of attack the cold. And I'm going to use the 16-day Olympics, the one activity, the vitality power, I'm going to use as my 16 days of taking care of my health and focusing on health creation and vitality as my personal self-directed challenge and a new approach to resolving this health issue from the universe.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, flip it on its head.
That's a really great idea, Judy. Well done. Yeah, I like
and
that.
Like,
you know, I think we will, Deanna, I heard your voice. I want to hear your thought there. But I think there's, you know, when it comes to challenges, you know, there's, I just created these distinctions, a self-directed challenge and a universe-selected challenge. I thought that was kind of fun, like different ways of saying it. But I think sometimes universe-selected challenges are sort of self-directed in a quirky kind of way.
That's what I wanted to say.
That's a conversation for a little bit later today. But I wonder, I'm sure some things are purely universe-selected, but I wonder sometimes the things that seem like they're from the universe are actually, like, subconsciously self-directed or, you know, self-directed from a different part of ourselves, you know. But that's a deeper conversation. We need to cover a little ground before we get there. Deanna, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, what I was going to say is, you know, that challenge from the universe, what it's doing, and what I think I'm hearing and what you're saying is what it's doing is asking you to become more so that your self-directed challenges go a different way.
Yeah.
So, you know, that vitality challenge, I was like, woohoo, yes, because the reality is the best way to lead others is to be a leader yourself. So it's the universe puts these challenges here so we get to become something different. And then we can do our own challenges and from a completely different set of strengths and concepts.
Very cool. I think as we, you know, as we play this Olympic challenge, and we're, it's a great playground for us to craft this quest game, which is based on these same concepts of self-directed challenge, and then add in some spontaneous play and other fun things. But as a, I mean, it's a great way of living. And but I think there's, we gotta do something in the game where when you're playing your game and you've got your focus on your self-directed challenges, like if the universe selects another challenge for you along the way, there's gotta be a way to add that into the game. Like, oh, I'm lucky the universe selected me for a special challenge. And here's what it is. You know, I just think that would be really, that's really fun if you get like universe selected challenge, and then you could put in what it is on the game card and get some points for it.
Yeah, seriously, because when, if I think about that, you know, I say I have this big commitment towards living a more healthier and well life, so the universe sent me a challenge to see if my commitment level was at the commitment it needed to be. And the challenge was presented, and I said, check this out. I'm ready.
Pretty cool. Awesome. Excellent, Trudy. Deanna, thank you so much for sparking some great conversation. All right, so let's talk about this idea of challenge. And the effect of challenge on our lives. It's such an interesting thing. You know, life is full of challenges. And I think that's part of the design of it. It's good. Without challenges, the game is really boring. Right? So I think I think challenges are what makes the game fun. Or at least it's that's the idea. The idea is that challenges make the game fun. The game of life is full of challenges. And the bigger you want to play in your life, the more challenges you seem to attract. So I think there's a symbiotic relationship between, I don't know if symbiotic is the right word, maybe it's even a cause and effect relationship between the desire to accomplish something in the world and the experience of challenges. So so what are your thoughts about this? What is the relationship between wanting to do something in the world, or as we would call it, playing big, and the experience of challenges? What is the benefit of challenges? How do challenges make life more fun or more challenging, right? So let's talk about challenge. So if you have a thought about challenge, the effect of challenges in life, effect of challenges in your life or the life of the people you coach, what are your thoughts about challenge? Let's talk about challenges. Deanna, go ahead.
Well, you know, as you were talking about it, there clearly have been a whole lot of challenges in my life in the past few years. And, you know, I go back to that original idea of challenge. The universe presents challenge because there's something about you that needs to change. And if I look at taking the job at Coachville and what I thought it was when I first started and what it is now and the possibilities of all of it, the reality is all of the challenges that have landed in my life since the moment I said yes to you have made me the person that I need to be able to do what I do. It made me more vulnerable, more patient. I mean, the whole leukemia process. Patience was not part of my life before leukemia. And so all of those, I mean, even these most intense life-changing challenges have just made me a completely different person. And I feel like I picked this big game and the universe has said, okay, well, there are aspects of you that need to be different. So now we're going to put challenges in your path so that you change those parts of you, so that you can really step into this game that you've put out there. So that is my take on it. And if I can take leukemia and make that a challenge that made me about more, I pretty much think you can take just about any challenge and come from that perspective. You know, the Thomas Leonard idea of perfection in challenge.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty deep today.
Oh, it's very good. Well, you're in the shower at a hospital, so I guess deep thoughts, maybe you resonate in that place. So that's a good thing. You're in the environment. You're in a deep-thinking environment.
Definitely.
That's pretty cool. Thank you, Dana. Well done. Trudy, go ahead. And if you have a thought about the effect of challenges in our lives, we'd love to hear your thoughts about it. So please feel free to jump in and share. Trudy, go ahead.
I got to start by saying this isn't true in every moment, but, you know, to own that. But I love challenges. There are times that when I'm in them, I struggle, and I'm feeling that. You know, I feel that in the moment. But they make my life rich. They allow me to feel, to engage, to get passionate, to get frustrated, to get committed, all of those things that allow me to really feel and experience and be engaged in my life come through challenge. When something is too easy, when it just lands on my lap, I tend to take it for granted and not really embrace it. And I'm learning to stop and actually feel those things as well. But it's still the challenge that says, is this important to me? Do I really want this? And that gets me in the game, playing, wanting it, going after it, and fully appreciating everything that I go through to get that results I'm looking for, to get through that challenge.
Yes, well said. You know, this thing you said about frustration, because I think frustration is an experience that a lot of people really, you know, we don't like it, right? But frustration can only exist in the presence of desire. If you didn't really have a desire to do something with your life or in a situation, you would never have frustration, because frustration only occurs when something you really care about is not happening, right? So frustration is a good thing. It means you care.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful. It's like, it matters. It's like, if it doesn't matter, you wouldn't get frustrated.
Right.
But it matters. So that creates the possibility for frustration. So it's an aliveness thing. It's like, hey, I'm really alive, and I care. And so that is, that's, I put that in the good thing category. I can't say I'm so masterful at looking at it in my own life that way, but I'm awesome at seeing that for everyone I coach. I can tell you that for sure. If I'm coaching somebody, oh, I get so pumped up when they're frustrated with challenges. In my own life, well, that's a little different story. But the good news is that's how you know that we cannot coach ourselves. That's why we have coaches, so someone else can look at your challenges with you and not be caught up in them, but see the value of it, and then that perspective helps you get through. That's why we play better with a coach than we play alone. Excellent, Trudy. Well done. Thank you for that. I love the way you embrace challenge.
Yay. Thank you, Dave.
That is awesome. All right. Let's hear from 516 area code. Go for it.
Hi, it's Joanne.
Joanne,
thank
go for
you.
It.
Thank you so much for what you just said, that frustration means you care. Because I've been really, really frustrated recently, and I know that it has shown up on some of the R&D calls. So, when I'm going through that frustration, it is because I care. And then it's like the next step in the process after that is that things flow. Like, it's like if I just allow that frustration to be part of the process and not fight it so much, it's like it's a great place to remind myself to just trust the process, because this too shall pass. And when it does, something great is always around the corner. It's always around the corner when yeah. when I just accept that this is where I'm at and remind myself that something bigger is coming from the efforts and actions that I'm taking or that I will take, because otherwise it's just a lousy place to be when you're in that frustration.
True.
It's like that critical point in the challenge. It's like there's that turning point, or there's that point right
nice.
There. And it's
that.
Like when it gets to the point where it gets to the point where I think I cannot stand it anymore, it's just a little bit beyond that point. And if I can just get a little bit beyond that point, it's like it's just enough. It's just enough. And then that's when the change, you know, it's funny, a butterfly just flew in front of my window. How perfect it is that process of transformation. And it's that moment when the world can change, and that's where I am right now. So I'm glad to have this call to be able to articulate it.
Awesome, Joanne. That's very insightful. That's awesome. I love that thing about the turning point of the challenge. That's like a cool thing. The turning point of the challenge. The turning point. Like, that's always, like, when the movie really gets exciting, is, like, at the turning point, right? And it builds up. And, you know, every great story has turning points. So one of the ideas of playing your life as a game is that you get to notice and experience and share your story as it unfolds, the frustrations and the turning points and those moments of flash. It's like, if you're just doing your life day by day, or you're playing your game alone, you don't get as much juice out of those moments as when you're playing in a game with other people and you can really celebrate together and talk together about what it's like and about the turning point and what had happened. It's something juicy about making it a game that we'll continue to explore. Awesome, Joanne. That's really cool. Thank you for sharing that. That was genius.
Can I?
Go ahead. You can add something, and then I have. Please go on. Go for it.
The benefit of playing with other people, whether it's being on this call or seeing what people are sharing on the game card or any of it, for me, it reminds me so much when I'm in the process, right smack in the middle of it, as Deanna was describing as well, that I am not alone. It almost doesn't matter what people are sharing. It's just being, it's the connection that occurs in being on a team, in playing together. It's the connection that is so critical in the process that that's great about the game, whatever the game is.
Right. Yes, I think that is totally true. I think that is totally true. It's been like that for me in this last week, because I've been really playing for getting my game created, and it's been challenging, but I've been having fun, and I just have this thought every day, like, oh, I got to update my game. I got to share with people what's happening, and just feeling like I'm not alone in what I'm doing. It's really making a big difference for me, for sure. It's super fun. You know, Deanna said this thing the other day when we were talking, like, we need to create games that we want to play. I thought, oh, that's a really good idea. So instead of making games that maybe other people might want to play, like, let's make games that we want to play, and then we'll play, and other people will play with us, and that'll be a lot more fun. So what we're designing now with the Olympic Challenge and then the Quest is making a really fun game that we would want to play, and then hopefully you all will want to play, and then play with your clients, and it'll just be this viral spreading of a game that is just really fun to play. Awesome. Thank you, Joanne. Let's hear from someone in the 513 area code. I forgot to write your name down before. Who is this?
Oh, I almost forgot to go off mute. This is Becky.
Becky, go for it.
Yeah, and as we were talking about challenge, of course, we've been talking about lots of things, but the thing that came to mind as we were sharing about challenge and someone said they like challenge, my instant just gut reaction was, oh, you're a strange person, because I hate challenge. So I just wanted to thank that, and I'm sorry I'm not remembering who it was who said it. I wanted to thank that person for reframing it for me and for the conversation about frustration, because yeah, frustration and me, we don't go well together. So this is kind of a moment of, you know, you're right. Challenges do force you to show up. They force you to care. They force you to be really there. And, you know, being the challenge adverse person that I am, it's nice to have that reframed so that you can go in it. Life is so much about the attitude you go in it with, the mental state that you go in it with, that when I have that negative mental state about a challenge, it's doubly hard to surpass it, to get over it, to show up in a way where I can bring my whole self to it. So thank you all for reframing for me, because
that's
I might
awesome.
Actually now be able to face challenges in a different state of mind, and therefore maybe they'll be a little easier.
Well, I think they will be easier because your mindset plays such a big role on your experience of life.
It really does.
What can you say? I mean, it's funny. I've been listening to a lot of these guys that are my buddies from the Transformational Leadership Council with all of their neuroscience and, oh, we know now because the amygdala sends a signal to the frontal cortex and blah, blah, blah. And that's why you need to keep an open mind. It's like, well, I knew you needed an open mind before I knew about the amygdala and the frontal lobe. I could have told you that 15 years ago from coaching people. But if they want to tell me about the amygdala and the frontal cortex, awesome, go for it. But we know from coaching thousands of people that your mindset dramatically impacts your experience of your life and what is happening every day, how you see it. It changes with your mindset. So I think that's it's one of those stunningly obvious observations that is really good to be reminded of on a regular basis. It's like so good and so useful to know that, and so easy to forget that conversations like that, like this, it's like, oh yeah, if I'm excited about the challenge, I'll probably have better ideas for how to solve it than if it's making me afraid or fearful or frustrated.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, you could probably get reminded of that every other day for the rest of your life, and it'd be okay. Right? It would be like, oh yeah, thanks for reminding me. I keep forgetting that.
Yeah. Or I might need it every day. So I might just call you and say, wait, what's that thing about?
What was that thing you said about challenge again? Hold on, remind me. Yeah, I think that is...
That'll be one of those things that go on the mirror so I can read it every day. Okay, yeah, I'm allowed to have challenges. That's good. Okay.
Just remember, challenges are good for you, and that you actually enjoy them. In case you forgot, just want to remind you. So that is awesome. And I just wanted to check in and see how it's going with your e-course that you're creating. Is it coming along?
You know, it is coming along. It is a little bit slower, so I'm working more toward the bronze right now, but that's okay. What is happening, though, what showed up, and this goes back to that universal versus self-directed, what showed up when I said I was going to do it, and for no good reason I selected the course on doing change, how you show up in change. And all of a sudden it's shown up, you know, the universe has said, you know, hey, here's a change management consulting position. And so that's taken my energy away because it's a really great position and a great opportunity. So it's one of those things where sometimes a self-directed challenge can help invite, and I guess that's one thing I wanted to say, it might invite a universal rather than challenge, maybe an opportunity to show up that you didn't necessarily expect.
I think that happens all the time, Becky. I think that happens all the time. And I think Deanna was saying a similar thing. Like, your self-directed challenges are like a magnet for universe-selected challenges to come your way.
Yep.
Like, oh, you want to do that? Okay. Here, try this challenge out.
Yep. Yep, exactly. And those
there
are things you can call them challenge or opportunity because it's just, again, back to that frame of mind. You know, I think universally we can say, Deanna, that leukemia is a challenge. But some of these things people would say are challenge, or they might say opportunity, and that would be how you reframe.
Yes, correct. Absolutely. Challenge and opportunity are probably two sides of the same coin. Excellent, Becky. Well done. Very insightful. Thank you so much for that. Let's hear from Mary. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Hey. So I was just listening to your conversation with Becky about challenges being hard, and it occurred to me that, you know, the bigger you play, the harder the challenge is meant to be. But with the new mindset, the easier your experience of it is.
Yes. Interesting. Okay, that makes sense. So you the bigger you want to play, you will naturally have bigger challenges because bigger challenges come with bigger games. That's what makes them a bigger game, is the bigger challenges. However, as you build up to it, your mindset shifts so that your experience of the challenge is easier. It doesn't stop you, or it doesn't make you feel like life is bad because of this challenge. It's like, oh, yeah, I picked this challenge, so this must be a good thing. It's sort of like it changes your relationship to it somehow. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, and I'm not sure that it happens organically. I think it's a conscious change in mindset. It's like what Becky just did. She completely transformed her mindset, right? So now...
Yes.
It's almost like you're going to be more welcoming of big challenges because you know you're going to have a different mindset towards it, a different frame of reference. So the bigger challenges are going to come, you're not going to resist them as much, and you're going to win bigger games.
Hmm. That's awesome. Speaking of big challenges, what's happening with the Nest?
With my followers?
No, with your nuts.
With my what?
With your nuts. Isn't there something about the gnats or something, or am I thinking of something
else? Gnats. The gnats. The gnats are dying one by one. it's a whole new...
You've been sharing on the game about getting rid of these gnats. I really wanted to check in and see what's happening with that.
The gnats are going away, there is a marked difference in the number of gnats surrounding my plants and my kitchen and all of that. So, yes, I think I saw a couple flying around this morning. They just haven't made it over to the traps yet, but I have confidence that by the end of the Olympic challenge, all the gnats will be gone.
I thought it was awesome when you created your environmental challenge. It's like, I'm going to get rid of some limiting beliefs and some gnats. Okay, that's pretty good. they're in the same kind of ballpark, limiting beliefs, gnats. Yeah, that's perfect. They're very metaphorically related.
Dave, these gnats have been multiplying for about, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 months now. And it's been a toleration. It just needed to stop.
Yes. I think maybe we could say the same thing about limiting beliefs. They do tend to multiply.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and then maybe we just need to say, no, this needs to stop. I need to get a hold of my mindset and get rid of some of these gnats that are flying around in there.
That's right.
I think that's pretty good. When I read that, I laughed so loud. I said, all right, some limiting beliefs and some gnats. Okay, good. That's good environment. I want to thank you for that. That was one of my good laughs from the Olympic Challenge so far. The Olympics are funny, folks. Just want you to know.
All about making people smile and keeping it fun.
Yes, exactly. Well done, Mary. Thank you so much.
Hey, this is Kirsten. How are you?
Kirsten, I'm awesome. What's going on?
You know what? I was listening to everything about challenges, and the first thing that went into my mind about challenges that we often don't realize, that challenges, they open doors for us. And they open doors for us in two ways. It's one is, as Deanna says, that you're learning new skills, you're growing. You're growing as a person because you're mastering new things. But the other thing is that if you're open to it, and as you go through a challenge, it also lets you get rid of old beliefs, like limiting beliefs and things that we don't need anymore.
Yes, right.
And it's an unbelievable thing to be able to take, you know, Deanna is with leukemia and embracing it. I had to do it years ago not knowing I was doing it with a son with Asperger syndrome.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing that when you say, okay, you know what, it's a challenge, but this too, we can face and we can conquer it, and then you move on. It just opens up so many doors.
Yes, I think that is the whole, I think there, it's part of the big idea of challenge in our lives is that whether it's self-directed or universe-selected, and then how those two seem to be, you know, magnets for each other, that they, when you step up to a challenge, you become a different person, and sometimes in a small way, sometimes in a big way. And then when you become a different person, you then have access to different opportunities, different doors appear that you couldn't even see before. They might have been there all along, but you couldn't see them because you weren't ready for them yet, or you weren't a big enough person yet, or you didn't have enough awareness yet. And so stepping up to challenges expands your awareness, expands your capabilities, and then new doors open. And you become, you know, a lot of things happen from stepping into challenges. You become more assertive about going for what you really feel is important. You become more gracious, you know, towards other people facing challenges. The bigger challenges you face, it's like the more gracious you become because you just realize, wow, you know what? Challenges are tough in life. You know, I mean, I can say for sure, like, you know, Deanna was talking about patience and how leukemia taught her patience. And, you know, I was always like a very motivated, upbeat type of person, but I didn't have a lot of space in my life for people who were struggling. It's like, you know, why are you struggling? You know, struggling is a choice. And, you know, step up and all that. That was my basic philosophy in my 30s. Like, struggling is not an option. Like, just don't bother with people who are struggling. But, you know, Thomas dying and then facing the massive challenge of Coachville and everything that came out of that, I have a real appreciation for struggle. And when people are struggling, it's like, hey, I get it. I'm with you. Let's figure it out. And, you know, not judging it, but, you know, so I think there is something beautiful about challenge and how it gives us opportunities to grow. I think that's also what you are alluding to, which I think is really true. So it's like a massive school, like the school of challenge, right? It's like a great school.
It is, and it's almost kind of fun because you never know. Each day is different, and what's going to come of it. And so
yes.
it can be fun if you allow it to be fun. It can be really fun. And to realize
exactly.
that sometimes some challenges are minor setbacks to move you or to propel you to something greater.
That is so true. Awesome. Well done. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for jumping into the conversation. That's awesome.
You're welcome.
Deanna, did you want to share something?
No, I was writing these quotes down. There's so many good things. I already posted one on Facebook.
That's really good. I love it. Deanna is a real-time Facebook poster. That is fantastic. Love that. Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Deanna. I was just going to say, I'm just a little stunned by the conversations that are happening in this room. And, you know, you started the conversation, you mentioned something about serious play, and I think so many people listen to Let's Play a Game, and they don't fully understand what really can happen when you're seriously playing. And that's just what's really striking to me right now.
Yeah, serious play is serious. You know, there's this thing, too, about, hold on, Deanna, I'm so glad your mic is on. How do you say that guy's name who wrote the book on flow?
Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi.
Thank you for that.
You know how I remember it? I actually learned this from the positive psychology group when I was talking to them. You just think of cheeks sent me high. So you think of smiling. Cheeks sent me high. And there you go.
Okay. Cheeks sent me high. There you go. Okay. Well, there's a lot of – this book is making a major resurgence in terms of its applicability and meaning for us, because there's so much talk about how playing a good game or a great game presents you with opportunities for that flow experience. And there's a few key elements of the equation that make a flow experience possible. And you need all of these elements. There has to be the right amount of challenge. It can't be too hard, and it can't be too easy. And it has to have meaning. It has to be important to you that for whatever, it has to be important to you. So if that's according to you, what you think is important. When you have something that is important to you and you have just the right amount of challenge, you can very easily get into that flow state. And if it's too easy, you won't get in. If it's too hard, you get frustrated. And then that also doesn't let you into the flow state. And if it's not meaningful to you, you won't pop into the flow state. And so the whole idea is, how do we create games where people can pop into the flow state? And so one of the challenges in game design is to make a game where the player can kind of hone in on their right level of challenge. Because if you make just one challenge for everyone, there's some people that would be too easy for them, some people it would be too hard for them, and just a very few people it'll be in their sweet spot. But by making a game like this, where you pick your own challenge and then also be awake and aware for the universe to pile on a little bit, right? But by making a game where you pick the challenge, you can find your sweet spot between too easy and too hard for any given week or day or month or whatever. Like this game is 16 days. The quest will be a 30-day game each month. And so then you can select the challenge where you can regularly pop into that flow state because the challenge is right and the meaning is there because you select it, so it's meaningful for you. You pick how challenging you want it to be, make it just in the right spot, and then that way you can regularly pop yourself into the flow state, and that is sweet. And that's happened for me a bunch of times this week, like, all right, I'm writing this stuff, and And it's like, okay, I know just what I need to do today, and I'm going to go to this park and do make it fun. And it's, this is what I really care about right now in my life, is creating this game. And so I've just been popping into the flow state on a regular basis, and that hasn't happened to me in a while. So there's something very cool about this. And so as we create games, and I think all coaches eventually will see themselves as game creators, because you're creating games for your clients and players, is how to be masterful at creating games that pop people into that flow state, because that's when life is really sweet, when you can pop into that flow state for a couple hours every day. All right, I don't know, that was a wild tangent, and I'm always glad Deanna can tell me how to say that fellow's name, because I could never never say it right myself. Anyway, thanks for all this awesome stuff. We have a few more people, and then we want to talk a little bit about how to play better, and sort of a combination of how to play any game better, and also how to play real life as a game. So we're learning a lot about this through this Olympic Challenge, so I really want to put our heads together and explore that idea some. We have a few more people who wanted to share. I have someone in 512 area code and someone in 312 area code. So let's have these folks, and then we'll move to the next point. So 512 area code, who is this?
This is Stan.
Stan, go for it.
A lot of things have been connecting for me. I made up a game a year and a half ago when I had heart surgery that I wanted to get way better shape. And I've done a good job of just incrementally getting better shape, better diet, building good habits around that in the traditional way that we would coach with, build great habits. And some of it was play and some of it was fun. But I've been, this is funny, you make up a game and then the universe wants to play and the universe wants something of you. The game I made up was I wanted to play a lot better golf, better quality of golf than I'd played before.
Okay.
And out of that, I started looking at what's a good workout, and then this program comes along, and I looked up towards the end of last week, and I'm in this boot camp at a martial arts studio that Patricia turned me on to, and I have to barely pull myself into the truck when I left. I could hardly move. But in the process, I realized I'm learning something, which is part of flow, going back to what you're talking about, learning and growing is one of the elements that's present there. And what I'm learning is, here are the muscles I need to strengthen, here's the stamina I need to have. Switching a topic wildly, we've got a special needs granddaughter. And she's an amazing teacher for us, for all of us, for the frustration that's there because we want her to have an extraordinary life. And then the worry kicks in of, are we doing it right? We don't know what the answer is. All that, but it's actually pulling us together in a way of having great conversations together.
Yes.
And learning more about how to play that game better as well. But it's
yes.
a big enough problem that makes the little stuff just kind of like, we don't want to tolerate this anymore. We're moving on. So
yes.
Warner's old quote, Warner Earhart's old quote, you want to solve a problem, create a bigger problem?
Yes, indeed.
you may not create it, but it's in your life, so let's claim it so that those things we've tolerated just no longer have space for us. We don't have space for them. So there's a lot of that going on for me that's just wrapped around how this game comes together, and the timing's perfect. So, and one quick thing, Deanna, thanks for your candor and your fearlessness of sharing the vulnerability you did the other day on the I don't know what to call it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for the kick. Opens it up for me to play a better life, too. So thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Awesome. Thank you, Stan. That's incredible. You know, Deanna and I were talking this morning about the coaching family tree and how, you know, there's Werner Erhard and that whole crew that was there with him in the 70s designing transformational programs. And some people liked it and some people didn't like it, you know, for different techniques they were using. But coaching was always an integral part of what they were doing. And Thomas Leonard worked in Werner Erhard's office for 2 years. He was Werner's accountant. He was the financial planner and accountant for Werner's company. and he was there in the office every day for 2 years. You know, so, you know, you hear Werner's quote about if you don't like a problem, make a bigger problem or something like that. And then Thomas used to say something like, if you have too many problems, you need a bigger game. Right? So it's like Thomas just put a little game spin on some of these ideas. But they all are coming from that same source. There was this crew of people that were in a little tight community there that were inventing how to play big in the world, how to create transformation, how to have coaching as an integral part of it. And so coaching and transformation and a lot of these ideas, they all come from that source, from that core, from, 40-some years ago now. Incredible to think about it. Anyway, very exciting stuff, and your quote just made me think of that. All right, last one. Let's hear from, who's calling in from 312? Who is this?
Yeah, hi, Coach Davis. Rocky Romero.
Rocky, go for it.
Well, thank you. I've been listening to this and really get excited about a lot of things, but what I really get the message from the Olympics, which I think applies to our business life and the things that are going on, especially with somebody thinking about the game while they're in the hospital or playing to a bigger level. It's really this, is at least for myself, it applies is that I'm starting to look forward each day to what's exciting for me that day. And having been in business or doing this for a long time, sometimes it's same old, but once I can shift that to what's exciting about it. For instance, I really get excited for the Olympic Games if I'm looking forward to a particular sport that I don't know what the outcome's going to be, whether it's the women's gymnastics or the women's volleyball or the men's soccer or any of those. It really becomes exciting to anticipate it and watch it, and carrying that over into the business life is important. So what I've noticed is that while challenges are there, quite frankly, challenges immediately brings up to mind an obstacle, which right away there's a heavy weight on the shoulders thinking of obstacles. But if that same thought turns around to excitement, all of a sudden there is no weight. There, it's all lifted up and it's all going forward for whatever situation it might be. So it's really, I think if I crystallize it down to one essence, it's that. It's really being focusing on what's exciting, especially when we talk to other people about how their day is going, and which is really kind of a lousy question. A better quality question is to ask, what's exciting about your day today, which really totally shifts that. And I think that's the message I'm getting from all of this.
Awesome. Well done, Rocky. You know, I think similar is, you know, when I was coaching and doing a lot of exploratory sessions, and I started off with, you know, what are you working on? And then after a little while, I realized a way better question is to ask people, what is your big game? You know, just changing the question totally transformed those conversations. You know, what are you working on? It can be can get people talking about some things, for sure. But what is your big game and what does winning look like? That is a totally different question and would really spark some juicy conversation. So that is a really good point that Rocky is making about asking better quality questions, which is a fundamental coaching principle, so that's very cool. And how we respond to challenges, I think, is really determined, like all of you have said, of, you know, when you become aware of the challenge, what are the questions that come to your mind? And if you notice your mind coming up with questions like, why is this happening to me? Or, oh, shoot, now I'm screwed. You know, those kind of questions and thoughts, then you need to be aware of that. You can change the question once it pops in your mind, but you can turn it around. You can say, okay, wait, what's a better question to ask myself? Don't judge your mind. Your mind is going to pop up with all kinds of stuff. So you don't need to judge it and go, you know, what's wrong with me? And then what's wrong with me that I even have these thoughts? Those are not useful. They don't serve much purpose. But if you say, oh, that's not the best question. Hold on. Better question is, how is this challenge serving me? What is the perfection of this in my life? How is this challenge going to make me step up my game even more? How is this challenge going to make me aware of who I need to become so that I can live this vision of my life that I see? You know, these kinds of questions are powerful questions that you can turn around and ask yourself. And we can teach these kinds of questions to our players. And those kinds of questions, like Rocky is saying, turning the questions around really changes your quality of life in a big way. Rocky, I want to just take a moment while we have you on the phone with everyone here. I just want to thank you for your awesome, awesome, awesome participation in the game and being an incredible supporter of the other players, and your often exceedingly quirky responses and questions, which make me laugh every day when I go on the game card. I go on the game card to see what people are doing and to see what crazy-ass question Rocky posed as a result.
Well, thank you. That's exciting.
It's half the fun of the game is to see what you come up with. Like when Karina was sharing about some challenges she was facing and you said, what if you tried it with one arm tied behind your back? I just got such a laugh out of that. Like, yeah, Rocky, you are hilarious. So thank you for that. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
That's awesome. All right, let's move on. Thank you so much for this brilliant, deep, and very fruitful and provocative conversation around challenge and the purpose of challenge in our lives. Wow, so awesome. I can't wait to listen to this recording again, and I will make sure it's available for everyone because this is really a good conversation to listen to over and over again.